Namaganja, and we are going to eat. It's Blackie Kulichana on this one as well. We've got Youngstan. I thank you very much for choosing us. 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's All Things Health Talk. We explore women's mental health in the age of makeup and cosmetic surgery. And we do it with beauty expert Noguzola Majomane, who will join us to unpack the link between self-image, self-esteem, and a overall well-being. I mean, we know that we live in the age of makeup. We live in the age of cosmetic surgery. We want to look a certain way. We want to present ourselves in a certain way. But what does that do to our mental health? What does that do to how we look at our self-image? I think it falls in place with things like filters. We become so addicted to filters, so much so that we don't like to see ourselves on camera without a filter, because we are so accustomed to filters and what we look like on filters. But when is enough enough? Noguzola, welcome to Rise FM. Thank you so much for coming out to the show. What a important conversation that we're having today, and I don't think we realize how important it is. I mean, in your experience, how do you think makeup and cosmetic influence a woman's mental health and self-esteem?
All right. Basically, you know, man, a lot of women, they tend to think that working from outside in is important. But I believe that working from inside out is more important. So if you are working on the outside appearance of your face, your neck, your body, you really need to be working on the inside part of you as well. So your mental health and the way that you associate with how you see yourself and bettering your mental health is crucial. It's crucial to the way that you feel about yourself. It's also crucial about the way of life. So I believe that working from inside out is most important for everyone.
Oh, working from inside out. How do we start that journey? Mm. I think working from inside can be so brutal sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
So how do we work that out? How do we start that journey of wanting to work ourselves on the inside? Because I think it comes with a lot of acceptance as well.
Yes, that's so true. Because, you know, when people talk about self-esteem and self-worth, I think there's a difference between the two. So in terms of self-esteem, it is derived from our abilities, our accomplishments, our social positions, and things we believe in and what we can achieve. We can also boost our self-esteem by improving our skills and performance. It does go up and down on how we're doing things on our various aspects of our lives. But the most important thing is the contrast of unconditional self-worth. And it is distinct from the abilities, and it's also distinct from our accomplishments. It's not about comparing ourselves to others. It's also not what we can have more or less of. Unconditional self-worth is the sense that you deserve to be alive, to be loved and cared for, and to also take up space. Unconditional self-worth basically is the antidote to low self-worth. So unconditional self-worth is a way out of criticism, shame, and unhealthy behavior.
You know, I love that you've mentioned comparisons, because I really want us to touch on that, especially in this age of cosmetic surgeries, where you can go and change yourself the way you want. You can look a certain way.
Absolutely.
How do we make sure, because we live in this age, that you are doing makeup, cosmetic surgery for you? You're not doing it for anybody else. You're not doing to compare yourself to somebody else. How important is it for us to get our mental health in check before we go into the process of doing cosmetic surgery?
All right. So basically, looking as young as you feel, we normally look old, but we're so young. Have you noticed that a lot of people that look old, they normally feel young on the inside?
Yeah.
So looking as young as you feel is an important aspect to us emotionally and psychologically. No one does these things purely out of vanity. People do this because looking older yet feeling younger is so uncomfortable, and it's not a happy place. So as years progresses, people end up feeling more and more dissatisfied with their appearance relative to the way that they feel about themselves. So bringing that gap closer through procedures that actually do close the gap, it makes them feel good. So So hence I said that once you work on the inside, it's easy to also work on the outside, because we also have procedures such as Botox, your fillers, your plastic surgeries. I also read an article, I think 2 weeks ago, and it said that Botox has a significant antidepressant effect when compared to traditional antidepressants. So you do have your antidepressants like your Prozac, your Zoloft, and they also stated that this is happening because of a biofeedback mechanism, which then simply put, that when you cannot frown, you know, with Botox makes you don't have any facial expressions and whatnot. So if you cannot frown, your body, or rather your brain, does not receive any negative impulses, then it then believes that you are happy. So that is an outlook on things. But at the end of the day, even though you might not look like you are angry because of the Botox, you know what's happening inside. So if you can work from inside out, it radiates.
I think, you know, this also kind of starts from something as little as a filter, where we love filters so much, and they change the way we look, they enhance the way we look, which, by the way, is nothing wrong with that. But how do we get to a point of, this is who I am, I love who I am? How do you get to a point where you can turn on your camera and look at yourself with pride, especially as a woman? We pride ourselves in the way that we look. We want to look good, because as a woman, when you look good, you feel good. So how important is it for us to take pride in who we truly are, without the makeup, without the filter, without the manicure? I mean, just the other day, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, people were talking to other girls, speaking about how some girls will say things like, oh, I don't look like myself because they don't have any manicure on. And a girl said, but what do you mean you don't look like yourself? Those are your natural nails.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. Also, this affects our mental illness. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I was about to add on to that 50% of all our mental illnesses, they developed before the age of 14, imagine, and 75% before the age of 24. So many of us are walking around for decades unwell, and we don't even know it. And we think it's our personality. So I think the most important or fundamental thing we can do for ourselves is to change the way we think. We change the narrative. Even the Bible says that we mustn't conform to the patterns and the standards of the world, but renew our minds. We must renew our minds. And once your mind is renewed or rewired, it changes for the better. You see things differently. You even see yourself differently. So with the filters and everything, I just realized one thing. A lot of men, okay, like if you can ask a random woman, like a percentage of them would say they want to look good so that they can attract men. But when I see those TikTok filters, people use filters more to be accepted by other women and not to be more attractive to men. Because men have been open about the fact that they don't like fake filters. And I think I have two reasons why I say women use filters to please or be accepted by other women. They are incredibly uncomfortable in their own skin, which is something they need to work on. Whether it's your body dysphoria, your low self-esteem, your low self-confidence, that could be an issue. Or the other issue, rather, where they feel like, this is the way I'm going to be accepted and validated by others, by getting likes or maybe getting more followers. So now you are filtering your pictures, you're filtering everything. But at the end of the day, I think it does more damage to yourself more than the people you're trying to present or portray a picture to. Because when you look at your reality, after removing that filter, after looking at yourself in the mirror, the reality of you not looking like the person on the filter, it affects you even more.
You know, there's so much we can talk about when it comes to the day and age that we live in right now. Body dysphoria, you just mentioned. Colorism is another one. But because we're running out of time, I also really want us to touch on the role of social media and how we can do better as people, because we do have young people who are on social media and who look at girls who look a certain way and think they want to look that certain way, instead of thinking, well, I want to look like my best self. I don't want to look like XYZ, because XYZ is her own person. So how do we create a healthier environment on social media?
on social media, what we can do is, personally, everything is for sales. Everything is for sales. I don't think that can be eliminated, or we can shy away from being exposed to that.
Yeah.
Because we also need to have like self-confidence in our own self. So I think it is important for us to stop with our negative talks, because we have a tendency to acquire negative self-talk. And because we continually do that, we hear all this. I hear all this all the time from my clients, especially when they walk up to me. They're like, "Oh, I have a big nose. Oh my gosh, can you please just hide this, hide that, hide that?" And this sort of negative stuff about themselves, it also happens subconsciously, because once you say something, you start believing it. And then you look at the social media, it's contrary to what you are feeling, and then you start doubting yourself. I think the more people are exposed to these filters and whatnot, they must also realize that having your self-worth, understanding who you are, loving yourself, it also helps you refrain from feeling pressured by all these things on social media as well.
Absolutely. Let's cut it short. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. But just before I let you go, what do we say to the young girl listening now who may feel a little insecure? She's not sure who she is, who she wants to be, and she's still finding out about herself, her body, her skin, and she is going on social media. She's seeing all of these people. What do we say to her?
What I would say to her, firstly, I would say she must come and attend my masterclass on the 6th of September.
Yes.
It will be happening at Cafe 69. So we are going to talk all things makeup. We're going to have live tutorials on skincare and makeup. There will be talks by industry experts, networking opportunities. We have exclusive beauty giveaways, branded goodie bags for all attendees. And we are also going to have our IV drips for all the attendees. So it starts from 1 to 5 p.m. at Cafe 69, 6th of September. So they will learn a lot from that. Also, we will be talking about self-love, self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-worth. So what I would then say to that young girl, love yourself. Love yourself. Make yourself feel good, because once you feel good, you will look good. And what you do to yourself, or rather how you love yourself, is teaching others how to love you.
Love yourself. I think that young girl. Nokuzola, let's cut it here for today. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
All right. I really do appreciate the time.
Esraz FM, love yourself. And that's our message for the day. Good morning.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday. Raz FM mid mornings. Mpumalanga. Azish.